Good day. It is Monday, July 22nd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Circle of Life Hospice, focused on providing compassionate end-of-life care and bereavement support. Services are available in Madison, Carroll, Benton, and Washington counties. Circle of Life Hospice. Ask for us by name. More information is available at nwacircleoflife.org. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, an artist aims to have more of his artwork in public places. From cockroaches to giant ants, the roles bugs play in films. Plus, the latest installment of Arkansas and our daily conversation with Becca Martin Brown. But first, Secretary of State Mark Martin is facing a lawsuit accused of failing to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. The suit was filed by attorney Matt Campbell, who says Martin's office is hiring outside legal help, which violates the Arkansas Code. Candace Martin, Arkansas Democratic Party spokeswoman, says the Secretary of State's actions serve as evidence of misuse of taxpayer funds.
He has gone above and beyond to pass out private legal contracts to people to help defend his office whenever he should have been running a smarter, smaller government operation and using the resources that are already provided to him. And if Mark Martin doesn't have the confidence in his own staff, perhaps he needs to be making some changes so that he doesn't have to waste thousands of Arkansas tax dollars.
Alex Reed, spokesman for the Secretary of State, says the office cannot comment on pending lawsuits, but a response may be filed in the coming weeks. Arkansas's unemployment rate remains unchanged at 7.3%, according to the Department of Workforce Services. The state's civilian labor force decreased by 1,000 in June compared to the previous month, with most declines occurring in the government, education, and health services sectors. Spokeswoman Kim Friedman says the current rate falls in line with trends of previous years.
Looking at non-farm jobs in May as compared to May of last year, actually there was an increase of 6,200 jobs. Five major sectors saw gains, adding 3,700 or more jobs each. Six major industries reported declines. Your leisure and hospitality increased the most with 4,900 additional jobs as compared to May a year ago.
Friedman also said areas in government and education may experience growth at the start of the new school year. Arkansas's unemployment rate is 0.3 percentage point lower than the national rate, which remains at 7.6%. Governor Mike Beebe says while stringent anti-tax rhetoric is becoming common in the contemporary political climate, the ability to collect taxes for essential services and needed projects is crucial. In his weekly radio address, Governor Beebe says while some may want to cut taxes, the desire to create new spending has not been curbed to match a decrease in taxes.
Everyone likes tax cuts, and we've been fortunate in Arkansas to be able to afford them. Since taking office, I've worked with lawmakers to achieve $1.6 billion in tax savings for our citizens and businesses. But we must be careful with our aspirations, as there are always needs that our state must also address. Where we've seen success in addressing those needs is when voters have a direct say in the decision-making and are confident in how the money will be spent.
Governor Beebe says that particular type of reasoning is what led to the temporary half-cent sales tax for highway construction in the state. Noble Impact, an organization that engages people to pursue public service through entrepreneurship, launched Friday. The new venture, a partnership with the Clinton School of Public Service and the Walton College of Business, held its first community engagement competition Friday afternoon in Little Rock. 37 students from 7 high schools across the state participated in the 2-week institute. During that time, students were tasked with developing potential solutions to issues at community organizations. Steve Clark, CEO of the Northwest Arkansas-based company Rockfish Interactive, developed Noble along with Clinton School alumni. Clark says that the program is special.
Because when we set this pilot in motion, it's hard to know where you're going to go with this. You know, seldom ever is public service mentioned in the same breath as entrepreneurialism. And then one of the reasons we wanted to go this route is two guiding principles. Healthy things grow and healthy things are sustainable. And that's just not for business. That's just not for deposits. That's for programs that affect change.
Noble Impact started in Arkansas, but plans to grow on a national scale. It is a national educational initiative with a goal of putting public service and entrepreneurship in every school. Street crews in Fayetteville will be busy this week. This morning, crews began repairing a slope failure on East Rogers Drive in the Mount Sequoia area. The work will include the construction of a retaining wall and the removal of vegetation, which will be used in a stream restoration project on the West Fork of the White River near Drake Field. The work is expected to last approximately 55 days. Work hours will be between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. One lane of Rogers Drive will be closed for the duration of the project. And in Midtown Fayetteville, the traffic signal at the intersection of Sycamore Street and College Avenue will be turned off tomorrow morning through Wednesday afternoon. The stoplights are being temporarily disabled to allow the city's transportation department to install a video traffic detection system and to make other equipment upgrades in anticipation of a future pedestrian crossing at that intersection. Stop signs will be installed for east-west traffic on Sycamore Street, and city officials encourage drivers or pedestrians trying to cross College to use alternative routes. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a stellar weekend of play at home. The Naturals won 3-for-3 against the Springfield Cardinals, winning Friday's game 7-5, Saturday's game 3-1, and yesterday's game ended with a final score of 5-4. The Naturals won all four games in the series against Springfield. The home stretch continues tonight at Arvest Ballpark, as the Naturals open a three-game series against their cross-state rivals, the Arkansas Travelers. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat advisory for much of the listening area. According to the advisory, heat indices will near 105 degrees this afternoon and will again be in the range of 100 to 105 tomorrow afternoon. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers later in the evening. Overnight lows from 73 in northwest Arkansas to 75 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs from 95 in northwest Arkansas to 99 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers. Lows of 71 in northwest Arkansas, 30% chance of showers, and a low of 76 in the Arkansas River Valley.